Now, you won a National Book Award for your 1985 short story collection, Easy in the Islands. And you also covered the US intervention in Haiti in 1994. You spent time with the US Special Forces in that country. What made you decide at this point to return to the Caribbean as a setting for the first part of your new novel?
Well, ever since I left the Caribbean, and I haven't been to Haiti for now 10 years, my imagination was haunted by an encounter I had in Haiti right as the occupation, the American occupation, was ending and the UN peacekeeping forces were taken over. I met, as it says in the first line of the book, a beautiful young blonde-haired photojournalist who seemed very disturbed. And one morning she came to my breakfast table and sat down and was sort of moody and grim and started asking me about voodoo. And she said, well, do you know a voodoo priest? And I said, yeah, I know plenty of them. And she said, will you take me to meet one? And I said, sure. I had nothing much going on that day. So I drove her an hour north into the countryside to meet a Hungan. Hungan is the Creole word for priest. To meet a priest at his temple out in the countryside. But on the drive there, she asked me if I believed in the soul and if I thought people could lose their souls. And she said, well, I've lost my soul. And, of course, that sounded like utter nonsense to me.
Mm-hmm.
But by the time we got to the visit the voodoo priest, her behavior became even more strange, as you'll see if you read the book. And that encounter, so that's the end of my autobiographical encounter and the modeling for this human rights lawyer named Tom Harrington in the book. So mm-hmm. he's the guy who takes her to meet the voodoo priest so maybe she can get her soul back.
The character of this young photojournalist who comes to your human rights lawyer, Tom Harrington, says, I've lost my soul. Do you know any voodoo priests? Can you take me to one? Some of these questions seem like the kinds of things that might pop up when somebody who doesn't know much about Haiti thinks about the country. They think voodoo. Is that kind of a cliche, do you think? You know, people think have
it,
this...
It is a cliche, and that makes it hard to write about. And mm-hmm. I already have had some responses at book signings or readings where certain people, usually middle-aged women, come up to me and say, oh my, they look at the jacket copy and say, and see the word voodoo and say, ugh, why would I ever want to read about voodoo? You know, that's a common reaction, but it's also because of Hollywood, an enormous cliche. And so there's a counterforce there that's a challenge as a writer to both be realistic about it, but try to avoid all the cliches if that's possible. And yeah, when she first asked me, do I know about voodoo, I thought, ah, I've got her figured out.
Mm-hmm.
She's this type of spiritual tourist that comes, or this spiritual voyeur who wants to see, you know, the savages dance or something ridiculous like that, or sort of roll around in the mud with the possessed spirits. And I thought, gosh, you know, if you were coming to Haiti and you really wanted to know about voodoo, at least you would read a book or so mm-hmm. before you came. But it turned out the voodoo thing was a total misdirection in terms of her reason for connecting with this priest,
mm-hmm.
at least in the book.
Mm-hmm.
Why she did it in reality, I still have no idea. It's unfathomable to me what she was up to.
When was the first time you went to Haiti?
I went in 1986 at the behest of the New York Times Sunday magazine to cover what was called the déchoucage, which is the Creole word for uprooting. And that was the revolution against baby Doc Duvalier,